Fires continue to burn throughout the North Coast region. That includes the Orleans, Salmon August, Ruth, and Eclipse complexes. The Ruth complex is burning in the Six Rivers National Forest south of Ruth Lake. So far, the fire has consumed 4,617 acres and is 75% contained. INSAWEB says trails are impacted in the North Fork Wilderness and Yalabali Middle Eel River Wilderness areas. There is also a temporary flight restriction in place in the region that includes all planes and drones. Regarding projected incident activity, INSAWEB says, quote, a hot, dry, and unstable atmosphere will increase the possibility to translate surface fire from receptive areas of brush and grass into the crowns. Expect isolated pockets of torching and short crown runs where slope and wind align with ladder fuels. Additional short-range spotting across planned containment lines is also possible, especially in river drainages, end quote. In addition, motorists are advised to use extreme caution when driving along Mad River Road and Route 36 in Mad River and Ruth, as traffic has increased significantly due to fire crews accessing burn areas and fire camps. The Orleans complex is burning on the Six Rivers National Forest near Orleans in Siskiyou County. It is comprised of 19 fires, which have consumed 6,943 acres and is 46% contained. INSAWEB says the majority of fire activity is from the Hay Press Fire. Spot fires continue to grow on Forest Road 13N42. The fire has moved in a westerly direction and is holding at Hay Press and Woolly Creeks, which are providing a natural barrier. A specialized fire use module comprised of 14 firefighters will be inserted into the area to assess conditions and tactical options. That's according to INSAWEB. The Salmon August complex is comprised of 6 lightning-ignited fires burning on the Salmon Scott River Ranger District in Siskiyou County. So far, it has consumed a total of 4,418 acres and is 20% contained. The complex is comprised of the Island, Pointers, Mary, Grizzly, and Garden fires. A number of trails have been closed due to fire activity, including the Cabin Gulch, Right Hand Fork, North Fork Salmon, Pacific Crest, and Bug Gulch trails. The Eclipse complex is comprised of the Oak, Clear, Cedar, and Prescott fires. It is burning about 10 miles northwest of Happy Camp. The complex is at 17,501 acres and is only 15% contained. INSAWEB says firefighters are experiencing critical fire weather today. A thermal trough will persist over the region, which will keep dry and unstable air over the fire environment, suggesting high potential for plume-dominated fire behavior when fuels, weather, and topography come into alignment. Only a few degrees of cooling by Saturday, with winds turning more westerly, with smoke likely settling into the valleys around Happy Camp and the Klamath River region. All that information comes courtesy of insaweb.nwcg.gov. You can visit that site for more information on fires burning near you and related closures. The North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District says there are unhealthy smoke impacts to Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties this Thursday. KMUD News received a number of calls from locals saying they could smell smoke here in Redway. Much of that smoke is likely from the Ruth complex and fires burning further north. A spokesperson from the National Weather Service in Eureka told us winds from the north and northeast are allowing smoke to drift throughout the region to the coast, but the smoke should dissipate by Monday night. The North Coast Air Quality Management District says, quote, in northern Humboldt, the unhealthy air quality advisory remains in place for some communities in the Klamath River drainage, like Orleans, Witchpeck, Hoopa, and Willow Creek. In southern Humboldt, the Ruth Complex fire remains active. Smoke levels are expected to be good to moderate range along the Mad River drainage that includes Ruth Lake, Dinsmore, Mad River, and Forest Glen, end quote. For more information, you can visit the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District online at ncuaqmd.org. Or for 24-hour air quality information, call 1-866-BURN-DAY. And you can visit the KMUD News Facebook page throughout the weekend for updates on fires throughout the region. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Isabella Vanderheiden.